This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Join us at 855-450-FREE. Still to come tonight, some of the leaked emails from Hillary Clinton and what they've revealed. We'll give you that here in moments. With you tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Mark, you got a very outrageous story about a police who went after a dad for possession of his own daughter's sexting pics.
Yep, that's what happened.
We'll get into that here in a little bit. But we're actually not quite done with this story from the ACLU and Human Rights Watch being reported in the Washington Post, where, among other interesting statistics, they've pointed out that police in the United States, even with all the decriminalization and the legalization of cannabis in various different states, police in the United States still make more arrests for marijuana possession alone than for all violent crimes combined. In addition to that, for all drug possession, it's more than 1.25 million arrests every single year in the United States. There are, at any given moment,
drug arrests dwarf other arrests.
At least 137,000 people at any given day in the United States sit behind bars on simple drug possession charges. These are our friends, our family members. These are our coworkers, our neighbors. These are the people that we know. I mean, there are people in your family who use some sort of drug, whether it's alcohol or one of the illegal drugs.
Yeah, but alcohol isn't the one that they go
No, they're
after.
Not factoring in alcohol here. That's, we're talking about the illegal drugs. And so, you know, this affects a lot of people's lives, and it needs to end. The war on drugs is an abject failure by any measurement, and it needs to end. But there's more, of course. The report finds that the laws are enforced unequally as well. Over their lifetimes, black and white Americans use illicit drugs at similar rates, meaning a similar portion of each population uses drugs, according to federal data. But black adults were, guess what, more than 2.5 times as likely to be arrested for drug possession. Now, why do you think that is? We can't talk about race and policing in this country without talking about the number one arrest offense, said their spokesperson.
I've said this for a very long time. You cannot talk about race in the United States without discussing the war on drugs. And, you know, why is that? You come to your own conclusions, whatever. But these two things are inexorably linked. And before the war on drugs, they found other reasons to arrest blacks in larger numbers. And one might suggest that this would be the reason, too. I think it's interesting that in Colorado, I saw an article where some black activist gal was saying, hey, it's a bunch of white people selling pot. What happened to us? And I don't know exactly what that is supposed to mean and how, you know, why do blacks feel excluded from selling marijuana in Colorado and Washington? I don't know the answer to that, but it's all very interesting.
Yeah, I guess I'd be interested in seeing the breakdown of marijuana vendors in Colorado to see what the racial breakdown of that is. The report, but of course, you know, the in order to start a storefront, you have to have more capital on hand, and in order to just sell marijuana, you just have to be able to buy an ounce of marijuana, right? Like, if you're just going to go and sell marijuana on the streets, you don't have to have a store with signage and investors or, you know, a significant amount of inventory. And there's a lot of costs involved in opening up a store, and of course, a lot of people, a lot of black people are impoverished. They're impoverished, and many of them have been for a long time in this country because of the laws that have been written to essentially keep them down. And so if you're talking about who's more likely to have the investment money, it's probably more likely to be successful white people.
Sure.
The report calls for decriminalizing personal use and possession of drugs, treating it as a public health matter instead of a criminal one. Quote, rather than promoting health, criminalization can create new barriers to health for those who use drugs, says the report. Criminalization drives drug use underground. It discourages access to emergency medicine, overdose prevention services, and risk-reducing practices such as syringe exchanges.
Yeah, I can say that as a young person, I definitely thought about, you know, how scary it might be if, you know, there was some kind of overdose situation, and how would I deal with that as far as the, you know, paramedics and those sorts of things go on. Now, as a firefighter, I can tell you now, that's not their job. Their job isn't to find out who's done what or anything like that. Obviously, they're going to talk to some young people if they have an opportunity, tell them what a bad idea this drug or that drug might be, but it's their job to treat them. However, I did have an incident where a friend ended up in an overdose, and I had to take them to the emergency room, and I must say, it was scary. Even as an adult, it was scary that I had to go into an emergency room, and those people attempted to scold me about drug use. You know, I mean, I don't know who you're talking to, lady, but I'm, you know, 30, 40 years old.
You,
and I do
you
not,
weren't using with that friend.
No. I was 40 years old, almost 40 years old, and I do not need your scolding. I'm here to deliver somebody to you that you need to take care of. And they were. I'm not disputing that they were taking care of that person. I'm just simply saying that. You know, that was uncomfortable. Why do I have to, you know, why am I supposed to listen to your babbling?
Well, thankfully, New Hampshire actually has a Good Samaritan law, I believe is what it's called. It was actually a free stater legislator who put together this legislation and was very successful in getting it passed, which basically exempts from criminal charges anyone who assists a friend with getting to a hospital, basically. So, like, you know, the classic example of the teenagers hanging out, somebody ODs or whatever, and then the other teens are too afraid to take them to the hospital. Well, now, not that they would necessarily know about the law's existence, but in theory they could know about it. And if they did take them to the hospital, they couldn't be charged with anything. No possession charges or anything like that. So that happened. And actually, it was interesting when that happened here, because I was there for the hearing at the State House when they were – every bill in New Hampshire has to have a public hearing. So I was there when they were having this public hearing. I was shocked that the police didn't even speak out against it, that the New Futures, which is a very anti-drug group – New Futures is this group that every time marijuana decrim comes up, they trot out like three teenagers from some school, and they're like, we don't like marijuana, it's ruining our friends, and, you know, whatever it is, propaganda that they
whatever
trot
they
out.
Say.
Yeah, and so even New Futures didn't speak against this. So, like, across the board, this thing was popular. It was easily, quickly signed by the governor, who normally, you know, backs up the police. So this was a real harm reduction measure that actually really took hold.
I must say this about New Futures. New Futures is a citizen activist lobbying organization. They get people who are not paid to come and be part of the lawmaking process, as opposed to...
I suspect they have paid staff.
I think they have paid staff, but the
teenagers are not paid.
The teenagers are not paid, and many times you'll see government bureaucrats and police and chiefs of police and that sort of thing, you know, on their on government time testifying for or against these you know, these laws that are intended to make the government more responsive to people.
So back to the report from the ACLU and let's see, I forget the other organization, Human Rights Watch. The report reinforces its point by noting the lengthy sentences handed down in some states for possession of small amounts of drugs. For example, it sketches the history of Corey J. Ladd, who was arrested for possessing... I could have guessed which state this was. Go ahead, take a guess. Lengthy sentences for marijuana possession?
Oklahoma, Texas.
Louisiana. Was arrested for possessing half an ounce of marijuana during a 2011 traffic stop in New Orleans. Because he had convictions for two prior offenses involving the possessions of small amounts of hydrocodone and LSD, he was sentenced in 2013 to 17 years in prison as a so-called habitual offender. He's currently appealing the sentence to Louisiana's Supreme Court. Spokesperson says, quote, Corey's story is about the real waste of human lives, let alone taxpayer money, of arrest and incarceration for personal drug use. He could be making money and providing for his family on the outside, which is what most responsible drug users are doing. And most
alcohol users, right, tobacco users, and caffeine users are doing on a daily basis. The people who are listening to me, the percentage of them that are not a user of one of these things,
pretty small,
is remarkably small. You are a drug addict.
There's a difference between addicts and users.
You're a drug user. Fine. I don't care. I mean, you know, if you say you can't function without your coffee in the morning, what the hell are
you? You're an addict. Absolutely. So, yeah, there's a key difference, though, between users and addicts, but the government treats them all the same. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and I say the government shouldn't be involved in this at all. There's plenty of consequences for using drugs on their own. We don't need to add more to the mix and make everybody suffer through the government's taxes.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the insane drug sentences that are out there in the United States. One man spending 17 years in prison because he had a half an ounce of marijuana and two prior convictions for minor drug possession. They're calling him a so-called habitual offender, which, in my experience, is one of the most dangerous statutes that can be on the books for peaceful people who've never actually hurt another person.
Right. I think that, the habitual offender statutes, I don't think really do anything for justice.
No, they just put people in prison cells for long periods of time.
Right. So, I mean, who do these work for? So, if you
the prison industry.
If you have somebody who does bad things, right? Mm-hmm. Arsonists, rapists, murderers. Habitual offender status usually is conferred to people that have three separate incidences.
Yep.
Usually sentencing in between. There have been some abuses. Usually most of those have been solved. So you have to have been tried, convicted, released. Tried, convicted, released. And tried, convicted, and then sentenced. In order to be a habitual offender, and this is sort of an important aspect. But if you're talking about rapists, murderers, arsonists, you know, the sort of people we think of as criminals, then those people are getting, if you've killed two people, you've got a life sentence, okay? I mean, that's taken care of.
Right.
If you've set a building on fire, gotten out, set another building on fire, chances of you getting out before you get Social Security, very slim.
I don't think you need to have a statute telling judges that they have to sentence people harsher if they've been convicted multiple times. Most judges will do that.
Right. Especially now, so what we're looking at is we're looking at burglars and a variety of, I know a guy.
Here in New Hampshire, people go to prison for habitual offender for driving.
Yeah. And, like, it's small stuff. And burglars would probably be the highest of these. Now, I have a friend who is a habitual offender status in two states for burglaries. He's got a crack cocaine problem. He gets depressed.
Surprise.
He gets depressed. He decides the best solution for that is smoking a bunch of cocaine. The best way for him to get more is to break into businesses.
Most burglars are likely drug addicts.
Yeah. And I couldn't say, you know, what young people are like, but, you know, he has not solved his problems. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. And I kind of feel like something could be done besides incarceration for this guy. I mean, I'm not saying that... you know, like, it's expensive to throw somebody in prison for half a decade for burglaries. And perhaps there's a way to better use that, call it $250,000 for incarceration.
I mean, look, I don't support forced treatment, but even that's better than forced incarceration.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend $500,000 on somebody, that could buy them, you know, a nice little treatment program for their
drugs. He's been through more than one treatment, state-run treatment program. He just, you know.
Didn't work.
Yeah, didn't work.
Well, yeah, that's one of the reasons I oppose forced treatment. I mean, just beyond the reason to oppose it because it's forced, I mean, as a libertarian, that's why, the primary reason why, but also it just doesn't have an effect on people who aren't ready for treatment. If you're like the cigarette smoker, you don't quit cigarettes unless you want to. You have to really want that. And the same thing's true for treating people for drugs. If you're ready to stop using drugs and ready to go into treatment, then it might be more likely to actually assist you. Whereas if you're just going in because you got caught with some drugs and a judge decided that a forced treatment program is better than jail, okay, fine, it's better than jail, but not much. Because you're forcing that person into treatment. They're going to resent that to some extent. They're going to not be dedicated to the process like somebody who's actually checking themselves into a clinic.
Yeah, I think that in my friend's case, probably the best bet would be to force restitution. Look, you stole whatever, you broke some things, there's some punitive damages that are involved.
That makes sense.
And what you need to do is you need to go to work for this person. We're going to pay you the equivalent of minimum wage, and you're going to work for these people to pay this off. And then rather than spending all the money on incarceration and all this stuff that doesn't work, then...
Well, that presumes the victim would actually want to employ the person.
I think that that's true, but at the very least, he could pay it off. I think
he could work for anybody and take a chunk of his pay.
I think that the victim would probably want him after they've had him for a while. He's a really good guy until...
These
problems occur, and they always seem to occur when something happens. The last time his father died, and
spirals down into depression, and so on and so forth. Let me give you a little bit more here. Corey's story is about the real waste of human lives. This is the guy sentenced to 17 years in prison for possessing half ounce of marijuana in New Orleans. It's let alone taxpayer money of arrest and incarceration for personal drug use, said Borden. He could be making money and providing for his family. But Ladd's treatment is far from the harshest drug possession sentence uncovered by the ACLU and Human Rights Watch researchers, who conducted analyses of arrest and incarceration data from Florida, New York, and Texas. In Texas, for instance, 116 people are currently serving life sentences on charges of simple drug possession.
Oh, my God.
7 of those people earn their sentences for possessing quantities of drugs between 1 and 4 grams.
You got to be kidding.
Or less than a typical sugar packet. That's because Texas also has a habitual offender law, allowing prosecutors to seek longer than normal sentences for people who have 2 prior felonies. Quote, in 2015, more than 78% of people sentenced to incarceration for felony drug possession in Texas possessed under a gram. Almost 8 out of 10 people sentenced for felony drug possession had less than a gram of those drugs in Texas. It's insane.
These are real people with real families,
right?
And it's insane.
Eric is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead, Eric.
Good evening. How you doing, gentlemen?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm calling. I'm really happy you guys have brought up the failed war on drugs.
Yes, sir.
And I know this is kind of a bedrock libertarian issue, but I actually think we need to keep pushing, because we're at the cusp right now of being able to change this. And the statistics that you were mentioning, and the way the war affects minorities, isn't something I hear a lot in the libertarian community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's fine. We don't have to, people are people, but we have to come to, I believe we have to come to an understanding that, This is like a form of slavery.
Absolutely, it is, because a lot of those people who are being sentenced are also working in prison at a fraction of minimum wage.
Right, and it's gone beyond race now. I mean, obviously, we have huge problems. One of Nixon's aides admitted, it was released about 2 months ago, that they developed the war on drugs to suppress the anti-war left and to suppress minorities. Yes, I think it was Alderman.
That is very interesting. I hadn't seen that story, but it doesn't really surprise me that there are these undercurrents of evil underneath this war on drugs. Stand by, Eric. I know you had more you wanted to share. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Hillary emails. What are they revealing? We'll share some of that with you. Of course, if you've found it, I mean, we haven't looked through all of them, and I suppose you haven't either, but if you want to share yours with us, please do.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's that, you say? You haven't yet started your own blog or website? We're in the year 2016, and you're still just thinking about it? Or maybe you've been on the fence because you're just a little intimidated by the process? I think that's true for a lot of people. Well, guess what? HostGator. One of the top hosting companies out there is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners, and it's a even better deal than I expected it to be. 50% off of their regular hosting prices. You can go and get that deal by going to HostGator.com/FTL. But the pricing may not be what's holding you back. It might be that intimidation factor. Well, in that case, HostGator makes it easy to host your own website or blog. They've got a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. Normally, I got to hire somebody to install WordPress. They do it in one click. They've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Hostgator also has 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. These guys are pros. They've been actually advertising with Free Talk Live for a number of years, and they're back, which I'm excited about. Hostgator.com/FTL. If you want the special deal, that's the way to get it. Go to Hostgator.com and compare the prices. I mean, it's incredible. 50% off their regular price.
50% off is an amazing deal. I don't know how long it's going to last or how long they're going to offer that to us. But
now, if you go to the front page of their site, you'll see they're offering 20% off to just the average walk-up customer.
Yeah, anybody can wander up and get 20% off. Most organizations can, you know, they have a deal with Hostgator, can get 30% off. But
ours is 50.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've been waiting, this is the time to go and do it. Hostgator.com/FTL for that deal. Let's go back to Eric. He's in Florida. We're talking about the war on drugs, the insanity, the shocking report here from the ACLU and Human Rights Watch that has revealed that the police in the United States are arresting more marijuana possession cases than all the rest of all violent crimes combined. It's incredible. Eric, you had more, I think you wanted to say on the issue, habitual offenders and so on. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I did. And actually, you bring up a good point. I mean, here we've got the ACLU, right? And other, non-governmental agencies and organizations bringing this up when the Justice Department knows this, okay? Mm-hmm. The law enforcement community knows this, and they have tried to suppress it for a long time. We've got to get these statistics out there because it's shocking. And it's a waste of money, and people are dying and losing their lives. It's disgusting. I wanted to go on to, this is like something that really gets me, okay? I'm a veteran. Now, I made a mistake when I was young. I joined the Marine Corps, okay? I've been a punk rock anarchist as a kid, okay? But I needed to go to college. I had a bad childhood. Things were rough, right? And, you know,
you figured the military could help you go to college. That you heard that story.
Yeah, well, that's, it did. A lot of people have gone to college by the military, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it did, man. It was a very difficult compromise, but I had to do something, okay?
Okay.
I've spent my life since I got out of the Marine Corps dedicated to peace, okay? Because if you see the beast that is the U.S. military and the U.S. government firsthand, you will never, any conscious person, any person with a conscience or any level of, you know, enlightenment and compassion cannot be the same. Okay?
Many people, many veterans suggest that, you know, that everybody should spend 2 years in the military. They think that it's a good
true
thing.
That. No, absolutely not.
Those
absolutely
are likely
not.
The statist veterans. There are many who leave like...
Well, there's veterans of all sorts, but many veterans would have you believe that all veterans believe the same.
That's false.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of veterans don't speak out in public on these issues.
Yeah, sure, they'll be shamed.
You know, not just ashamed, because of those knuckleheads you're talking about saying, oh, everyone's joined the... Man, people that know what's really up and have seen stuff, I haven't seen people die in combat. I've seen people die at VAs. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've seen the toll. Okay. And what's really, really just upsetting me is the heroin epidemic in the United States of America, where we invaded Afghanistan in 2001. Now the Taliban, yeah, they suck. Okay. But they had gotten production. The opium production was down to around 40% from about 70. In the 15 years we've been there, Afghanistan is now the number one producer of heroin and opium products in the world, okay? I know people that have guarded the fields, okay? 90%. There's no – you can look there. I think the World Health Organization, 90% of heroin in the world now comes from Afghanistan. Who controls Afghanistan?
Well, okay? The United States or its puppets.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't want to sound crazy. The deep state kind of issue that's even beyond that. They did it in Vietnam, okay? They did it, the British did it in China with the opium wars, okay? But they have increased production is now up, last number I looked, it was in the high 80s, okay?
Incredible.
And, yeah, and we have an epidemic in the United States of America. And listen, man, I went through my thing with dope. I'm not going to lie, okay? But I got clean, okay? That was a long time ago. I watched this happen from 2003. I was in New York City in Brooklyn where some of the worst heroin stuff is, okay? And I watched the influx, just more and more product, and then the suburban kids, and then it changed, man. Dope used to be an inner city thing, and that's what I was getting, what I was talking about, with Nixon and Halderman and those guys that started this war on drugs or adapted it from the UN, okay? They have traditionally used narcotics to subjugate.
So let me rebut this for a second. Now, people oftentimes what people will say is that, well, of course there's soldiers guarding opium fields in Afghanistan. We need opium poppies to produce legitimate drugs like, you know, morphine and whatever these other opiates are out there, and there's a great deal of them.
I suspect those opium fields are not owned by Pfizer or other legitimate drug companies.
Pfizer doesn't. In order to distribute orange juice, do I need to own orange fields?
Okay.
What do you say to that objection, Eric?
I'm not. I got you, and that's an excellent point. And here's I'll disagree with that point. Okay. The United States already has the largest supply of morphine in the world. Another fact you can look up. It's held at Fort Knox. Okay. The United States government has a humongous amount of morphine, okay? There's no morphine shortage, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not being used. Most of the synthetic narcotics either hybrid synthetic or, you know, oxycodone, which is an oxidized codeine derivative, or hydro, which is a water process, those narcotics are have created. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't take an increase in opium production in Afghanistan and our soldiers dying and fighting. Okay. This is how the what I call the deep state funds itself. Okay. They have been smuggling dope in this country
for decades.
For sure. And it
Great
goes
call,
back to the British
Eric.
Empire.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, man. Thanks for the personal experience. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I got to agree with him. Even if it turns out that this objection that you bring up is true, let's say that these poppy fields that are being guarded by the U.S. military are, in fact, being used to manufacture legal drugs through the legal process, it still doesn't justify using the U.S. military for those purposes. If that's true, then let Pfizer or Merck or whoever the hell it is that's, I don't know who it is that makes morphine, but let these companies go and secure their own poppy fields and pay whatever the cost is to do that, to buy the poppy from these people, rather than using U.S. taxpayers to subsidize.
Agreed. I don't think there's any evidence one way or the other for it, but that's what people argue.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hillary emails. People have been digging through those things, and there's one of them that is pretty outrageous. We'll get to that here in moments. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. And if you're not going to sleep on MyPillow tonight, you are missing out. MyPillow, I'm talking about the brand, not my actual MyPillow. MyPillow.com is where you can go to get it. Use code FTL, and you'll get it at half off. One for half off or two for the price of one. It's a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. In fact, you can even wash and dry this thing in your washer and dryer, which it's designed for that incredible feature. But it's a great pillow because it actually is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. This one purchase might actually solve some sleepless nights or some pain that that you've been having. You won't know until you try it. And you've got a 60-day guarantee. So they're so proud of this product, they think it's going to work for you, that they'll give you your money back if you, for whatever reason, think it is not the best pillow that you've ever used. So you got 60 days to figure that out. That should be more than enough time. You'll probably know within the first week whether or not this is a great pillow. So try it out for yourself. MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you the special offer. Again, MyPillow.com, code FTL. And by the way, there's also a 10-year warranty on the product as well. So again, they stand behind their product at MyPillow.com, code FTL, as we continue here. The news about the Hillary emails. Now, there's been a number of stories. There's the stories about the Hillary emails that, of course, they've been released this week by WikiLeaks, where some of the Hillary and her staffers are insulting Bernie Sanders and his supporters and, you know, like trying to throw them a bone so they'll get behind the Hillary campaign. It's sort of the backroom negotiations that go on within a political party. And, you know, those are kind of what you would expect. to see when somebody's emails are released.
I agree with you, but the idea that we expect to see the Clinton campaign stealing the Democratic nomination
right.
does not make the stealing of the Democratic nomination acceptable. And by stealing, what I mean is... twisting the system in order to get, to get favor. So, you know, this Kane guy steps down. She puts Wasserman Schultz, goes in. Wasserman Schultz does basically everything that she can without getting thrown in jail to get Clinton the nomination. And, you know, twists the playing field, unlevels the playing field. I think that most people would clearly say that the nomination for president was not fair.
Oh, yeah.
Level.
Right. It was clear before the emails were released that was the case, yeah. But now it's crystal clear for anybody who doubted it.
People just are dismissing it. Yeah. This lady who, now you want me, in order to save Western civilization from a man who's literally Hitler, I need to vote for this lady who just stole a nomination. Screw you. That's all I can say. Like, if this is the best you can give me, screw you. It stinks, and you will not get me to participate. I do not have to vote for one of these two people, and I will not be voting for one of these two people. No, I don't want the philanderer or the guy that the woman that protects a philanderer. I don't want either.
So, in addition to the Bernie Sanders stuff and sort of the internal party politics, there's also been emails coming out that show the intimate relationship that Hillary and her staffers have had with members of the media, basically working with certain media, big media people to ensure as much as possible that Hillary will get the nomination and that she's getting coverage, and positive coverage. So that was some of the other emails, some of the other headlines that have been out there about this. But I think one of the more important ones that I've seen so far, and again, there's more coming out. It's not over yet. We still got, almost a month to the election. Yeah.
I don't even. You're going to need another October surprise to surprise me after this.
Yeah, one of the more important ones, I think, is this report from Salon.com, which is in no way an anti-Hillary website, right?
No.
Salon's a lefty website here, but they're reporting that a recently leaked 2014 email from Hillary Clinton acknowledges, citing Western intelligence sources, that the U.S.-backed regimes in Saudi Arabia and Qatar have supported ISIS. Yeah, that's right. The same ISIS that the U.S. government is, making out to be this great enemy of the United States is being supported by the very same allies of the United States.
Let's not forget that those allies have contributed greatly to Clinton's campaign. I think it's at something like 20% of her campaign funding or something, as some people have claimed. I don't know. But certainly they've many of the hundreds of millions of dollars that Clinton possesses came from these people.
Quote, "We need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIL and other radical Sunni groups in the region," says the document. This adds to a growing body of evidence that theocratic Gulf monarchies have helped fuel the surge of extremist groups throughout the Middle East. Another newly released email from January of this year includes an excerpt from a private 2013 speech in which Clinton acknowledged that, quote, "the Saudis have exported more extreme ideology than any other place on earth over the course of the last 30 years. In that same speech, Clinton noted that she wanted to pursue a more robust covert action trying to vet, identify, train, and arm cadres of rebels in Syria that would have fought both the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the al-Qaeda-related jihadi groups that have unfortunately been attracted to Syria. She did add, however, that, quote, "that's been complicated by the fact that Saudis and others are shipping large amounts of weapons and pretty indiscriminately, not at all toward the people or targeted toward the people that we think would be more moderate, at least the least likely to cause problems in the future."
No, the Saudis are bombing the hell out of the Yemenis. Whatever.
And, of course, the libertarian answer to this is to stay the hell out. This was what, was it Thomas Jefferson, I think, famously called for?
The Entangling Alliances?
Yeah.
That's George Washington.
Oh, was that Washington? I get those guys mixed up sometimes. But still, a good quote nonetheless, that the U.S. government should stay out of entangling alliances around the world because, it just ends up funding more evil.
The U.S. did it for a very long time. It was really just sort of, Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, and that era when they began to essentially decide they were going to be an empire. At the end of the age of empires, the United States needed to be an empire. And, you know, they did that with, you know, not much success until World War II. And then they established this new idea, more like influence as opposed to just the ownership of other nations. So most nations are sort of happy, you know, they're fine with the influence of the U.S. and that kind of thing. But in the Middle East, where these people have never really had self-rule, you know, it went from the Ottoman Turks into mm-hmm. the Western powers deciding who's going to be in charge of what, where, and that sort of thing. They've never had self-rule, so they see the rulers that they've had enforced upon them as, you know, something done by the West, specifically by the United States, and they don't want that. They, surprise, surprise, they want self-rule, and that's what a lot of people want.
The message also reveals that the U.S. saw the rise of the genocidal Islamic State as an opportunity. Quote, with all of its tragic aspects, you know, like cutting people's heads off and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the horrifying things that they do in the name of Islam.
Right. With all of its tragic aspects, the advance of ISIL through Iraq gives the U.S. government an opportunity to change the way it deals with the chaotic security situation in North Africa and the Middle East, says the document, adding that, quote, the most important factor in this matter is to make use of intelligence resources and special operations troops in an aggressive manner. So praising the existence of ISIL because it can, you know, somehow assist the U.S. government in its operations over there.
I don't know if that's praising, but it is pointing out that there's an opportunity. Never letting a good crisis go to waste, you know?
Indeed. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Charlie is in Arkansas. Charlie's in Arizona. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Yeah. I just ran across a very good article that ties a lot of this all together. And with your permission, I've condensed it to fit without losing any of the content. It's I know you like so.
Yeah, you're just going to have to summarize it
well,
for
us. Well, that's what I've done. I mean, I do have to make a couple of quotes. This Forbes Institute for Justice, Nick Sabila, contributor. Law enforcement agency in Oklahoma have purchased devices that allow police to seize and freeze funds electronically, which may dramatically expand their power to permanently confiscate property using asset forfeiture.
Asset forfeiture is a dangerous practice that thankfully has been restricted in some states, but in others it's still going full on. If you want to send that to us, you're welcome to email it over, Charlie, at ian@freetalklive.com or mark@freetalklive.com. We're just not going to be able to have
well,
you read something.
Can I make one other comment real quick?
You can very briefly if you'll hang on here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three is on the way. And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. An outrageous story about a dad and his daughter sexting.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.